Monday is the 30th day of the Omer, and we are learning in the Siddur of Vilna, and we're up to the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim. Now, in most Siddurim, this bracha appears at this stage, that beginning of the tefillah part, so to say. We've been saying a lot of things, Matovu, Adon Olam, Yigdal. Those things should not be said before you wash your hands.
Right.
In fact, the washing of the hands is like one of the first things.
Can I just ask you a quick question? A while back, you told us that we do four things in the morning. Can I get on and do four things? Can you just remind me what those four things are?
So the first thing Cohen does is the kiyor. He washes his hands.
So that's for us, and he does a dime too.
Then he does the trumas adeshen. He clears away all the waste from yesterday.
Right.
Then he does the tamid and the ketores.
So we have Tilas Yadayim and Asher Yatzar. And the other two.
The Tamid is V'Yisabo Yomam V'Layla, is Birchas HaTorah. And the Torah is Elokai Neshama. The Torah is not something you eat.
Because the soul.
And the Gemara asks, how do you know you make a bracha when you smell something? When you eat, all right, you're ingesting something. It's going into the body. How do you know you make a bracha when you smell something? The answer is, because it says, Kol HaNeshama Tahalo Yah Hallelujah. The Neshama also knows how to praise God. Not just the butt, not just the lips and the mouth and the tongue. And the Shema also has to praise God. Because of that pasuk, some people move around every bit of it. Kol atzmo sai tomarna Hashem yichamocha. So, all right, but anyway,
they darshan that's dafka smelling.
Right. Because, and the fact is, the face takes in quite a few senses.
Yeah.
But all doctors agree, or all scientists will agree, that whatever the eye takes in, the eye is taking in sense data.
Right.
Amazing amount in a moment. The ears are taking in sense data, right? You can taste, that's sense data, it's also a sense data, and you can smell. What happens when the mouth and the nose take in the data is much more significant in terms of a physical entry into the body than what's going into the eyes and the ears. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, something is going into the ears. There are sound waves. And the brain is interpreting them very quickly.
And it has to be some sort of matter that goes into the mouth or the nose.
There is matter. Olfactory nerves of the nose are actually taking in quite a bit of matter.
Right.
So the lungs clear out what shouldn't be going in there. You know, it's a really amazing thing. It's how someone knows all that and then doesn't believe in the Creator is just it's crazy. But just doesn't want to know. You don't want to know something, you're never going to learn it. But Lamaisa, so because the ingestion, if you will, of the nose is on a higher madrega than the ears, so there is brachas to make when you hear things. You hear thunder, there's a bracha to make. But it's not because the thunder is entering the ears and the body has a nah from that. No, it's a birchas hashevach. But when you make a bracha on something you're smelling, it's a birchas hananin. But since it's not as significant as what you're eating, it's no bracha achrona on that. Okay, clear?
We don't make bracha achronas on
no.
Anything that we get pleasure from, besides food.
No, food, that's it. Yeah.
That's also considered bracha.
Yeah. Look, you know what? There's an amazing tshuva of Chassam Sofer. It's amazing. Simon Chof. It's an amazing tshuva. He gives about five or six reasons why there's no bracha on the marital meat. It should be a bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a birchas mitzvah. What? So he thought maybe even the birchas hanet. I mean, what? It should be asur lehanos ba'olam hazeh, but bracha. Someone gives you a back rub, a massage that you love, and you're getting hanok. How could we not make a bracha for that? It's asur lehanos ba'olam hazeh, but bracha. The answer is what we're saying here is that it's not entering the body. What we say asur lehanos ba'olam hazeh, but bracha. It's that something that the body is taking in. The body doesn't take in a back rub. So that's one reason. You know, the other thing, it's not, you know, something might be entering the whole body, but anyway, after giving all the explanations and the Shraba and Gemaras, he just says, you know, take a little drink before and say Shakoni Mivaro, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Hano. It's a very interesting thing. Anyway, so that's the Nafkamina. So the four things that you're doing in the morning, you wash Netilas Yadayim, you go to the bathroom, Birchas HaTorah and Elokai Neshama, right, is a daily avoda. You're going to the kiyor, you're washing, you're getting rid of the Trumas Adeshen from yesterday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this amazing ability. As long as you ate right yesterday, it'll go smoothly. You know, Hopefully we're getting smarter about how quickly we can clear out the deshen from yesterday. And then you make a birchas atzar because that's the tmidius of sekev sechata seva boker sekev sechenit seven abayim. Is a medrash that collects all the most important psukim in Tanakh, and every list always considers that to be the most important pasuk in the Tanakh, right? Because it's today I'm going to do like I did yesterday, like tomorrow in my avoda. Of course, there's a nuance, there's a chiddush, don't make it kaviyas day, don't make it rote and mitzvah shemim in the mudah. But it gets its renewed energy, and then the Torah is more ephemeral and it's not so noticeable. So that's the Elokei Neshama, which is as ephemeral as the Torah. So those four things apply. Okay, but in the Sidurim they put Al Tilas Yadayim here, just together with Asher Yotzar, and then Elokei Neshama. Some Sidurim have Birchas HaTorah in between, right? So you have, but it's beautiful what we're saying here. You have all four of these, one after the other. And it's just what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Because my body is a Mishkan for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vavi Mishkan Evna. Right? So what we do in the morning indicates that my Avoda is making a Mikdash out of my life. Now in this, I think it says Birchas HaTorah after L'Kai Neshama.
Right.
I have to look at different Siddurim. Most Siddurim, let me take a look in the New Art Scrolls. I think it has the Birchas HaTorah before Elokei Neshama.
Birchas HaTorah is here, and then
So it seems like it would be something the Kavana.
This is out of order, though, what the Kohanim do. Because it's Tami and then Ketores, you said, right?
Yeah.
So this is Ketores and then Tami.
Yeah. I might think... You see, there is a pasuk in Tanakh. I mean, we know the Gemara in Brachas that says that the Tamid is keneged, the davening is keneged, the Tzmidim. Right? So you have Shachris and Mincha. Whatever's left over from Mincha in a short day, right, Tfilas Erev in Lakeva, that'll be Marav. Right? So that's why we tend to daven Mincha and Marav together. Mincha and Marav is supposed to be one Tfilah. Right? But there is a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Tikon tefila si ketores lefanecha." Let my tefila be like the ketores. So there's a sheet in the Gemara of Yehuda that says that tefila is connected not the tmidim but connected the ketores. Ketores is also brought in the morning and the afternoon. That doesn't explain marav too well because there's no leftover ketores that makes a kvias for a later tefila.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Gemara answer doesn't say Tfilah Se'erev Kol Alayla because Tfilah Se'erev in Lakeva because on long days there wouldn't be a Marav. You'd finish the Hekter Cholam Ve'Varim in the afternoon. Which is, by the way, indicative, think of it, of on those long days like we're getting into now, of davening Marav early.
Right.
And to be the Shita, Right? Yeah? So especially on a Friday because while that Hekter Cholam Ve'Varim, that's the first Mishnah Brachas, is actually Docha Shabbos, but certainly the Kohanim would rather do that on a long Friday afternoon than 6 or 7 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still light outside, whereas in the winter it's long into Shabbos already. I can still do that. Let me finish. Get home and make Kiddush with me. Right, so let me finish that while it's still Friday. So that's interesting. That's indicative of some places the minhag was only to daven early on Friday night. Not sure the rest of the week you'd have daven bizman. Right? I mean, everyone agrees that you can't be yotzei in Kriyat Shema at that hour. It's not for Shachar yet. So yotzei in Tfilas Ha'erev. And we pass in Tfilas Ha'erev, Tfilas Ha'erev is Rishus. We pass in like Rav. When we daven, we also pass in like Rabbi Yochanan that mitzvah lismoch ki'ulu Tfilas Ha'erev is also. But we daven, we pass in that Tfilas Ha'erev is Rishus. L'mayin afkamina says the Rambam. He says, because there's no Chazor Sashatz. That's obvious. If it was Tfilos Arvus Zichov, we'd say Chazor Sashatz. That's the Chiddush that the Vilna Gaon says in the first Mishnah in Brachas. It will start with that next word. I mean, why did the Gamliel's sons tell him, Dad, we didn't say Kriyat Shema? The first Mishnah, I'm talking. They should have said, we didn't daven Marav. What do you mean we didn't say Kriyat Shema? We didn't daven Marav. Wouldn't you say I didn't daven Marav yet? So I'll start with that in Mitzvah tomorrow. It's related to this also.